Here was a people whom, after their works, thou shalt see wept over for their lost dominion. And in this palace is the last information respecting lords collected in the dust. Death hath destroyed them and disunited them, and in the dust they have lost what they amassed. As though they had only put down their loaves to rest a while, quickly have they departed. And the Emir Musa wept and said, There is no deity but God, the living, the enduring, without failure. Then they attentively viewed the palace, and lo, it was devoid of inhabitants, destitute of household and occupants. Its courts were desolate, and its apartments were deserted. And in the midst of it was a chamber covered with a lofty dome, rising high into the air, around which were 400 tombs. And the Emir Musa drew near to the dome-crowned chamber, and lo, it had 8 doors of sandalwood, with nails of gold, ornamented with stars of silver set with various jewels, and he beheld in it a long tomb of terrible appearance, whereon was a tablet of iron of China. And the Sheikh Abd es-Samad drew near to it, and read its inscription. And lo, on it was written, Shouldst thou think upon me after the length of my age, and the vicissitudes of days and circumstances? I am the son of Shaddad, who held dominion over mankind and each tract of the whole earth. All the stubborn troops became abject unto me, and Esham from Misra unto Adnan. In glory I reigned, abasing their kings, the people of the earth fearing my dominion. And I beheld the tribes and armies in my power, and saw the countries and their inhabitants dread me. When I mounted, I beheld my army comprising 1,000,000 bridles upon neighing steeds, and I processed wealth that could not be calculated, which I treasured up against misfortunes, determining to devote the whole of my property for the purpose of extending the term of my life. But the deity would not save the execution of his purpose, and thus I became separated from my brethren. Death, the disuniter of mankind, came to me, and I was removed from grandeur to the mansion of contempt. And I found the recompense of all my past actions, for which I am pledged, for I was sinful. Then raise thyself, lest thou be upon a brink, and beware of calamities. Mayst thou be led aright. And again the Emir Musa wept in considering the fates of the people, after which, as they were going about through the different apartments of the palace and viewing attentively its chambers and its places of diversion, they came to a table upon 4 legs of alabaster, whereupon was inscribed, Upon this table have eaten 1,000 one-eyed kings, and 1,000 kings each sound in both eyes. All of them have quitted the world and taken up their abode in the burial grounds and the graves. And the Emir Musa wrote down all this. Then he went forth and took not with him from the palace aught save the table. The soldiers proceeded with the Sheikh Abd es-Samad before them, showing them the way, until all the first day had passed, and the second, and the third. They then came to a high hill, at which they looked, and lo, upon it was a horseman of brass, on top of whose spear was a wide and glistening head that almost deprived the beholder of sight, and on it was inscribed, O thou who comest unto me, if thou know not the way that leadeth to the city of brass, rub the hand of the horseman, and he will turn, and then will stop. And in whatsoever direction he stoppeth, thither proceed, without fear and without difficulty, for it will lead thee to the city of brass. And when the Emir Musa had rubbed the hand of the horseman, it turned like the blinding lightning, and faced a different direction from that in which they were travelling. The party therefore turned thither and journeyed on, and it was the right way. They took that route and continued their course the same day and the next night until they had traversed a wide tract of country. And as they were proceeding one day, they came to a pillar of black stone, wherein was a person sunk to his armpits, and he had two huge wings and four arms, two of them like those of the sons of Adam, and two like the forelegs of lions with claws. He had hair upon his head like the tails of horses, and two eyes like two burning coals, and he had the third eye in his forehead like the eye of the lynx, from which there appeared sparks of fire. He was black and tall, and he was crying out, "Extolled be the perfection of my Lord, who hath appointed me this severe affliction and painful torture until the day of resurrection." When the party beheld him, their reason fled from them, and they were stupefied at the sight of his form, and retreated in flight. And the Emir Musa said to the Sheikh Abdus Samad, "What is this?" He answered, "I know not what he is." And the Emir said, "Draw near to him, and investigate his case. Perhaps he will discover it, and perhaps thou wilt learn his history." So the Sheikh Abdus Samad drew near to him, and said to him, "O thou person, what is thy name, and what is thy nature, and what hath placed thee here in this manner?" And the person answered him, "As to me, I am an Ifrit of the genies, and my name is Dahish, and I am restrained here by the majesty of God." Then the Emir Musa said, "O Sheikh Abdus Samad, ask him what is the cause of his confinement in this pillar." He therefore asked respecting that, and the Ifrit answered him, "Verily, my story is wonderful, and it is this.